Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Bava Metzia Daf Yud. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the Shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Shiur begins 16 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud. You will notice a new Mishnah. So now the Mishnah. Ra'ah es hametzia. A person notices an unclaimed item, a found item, v'nofal oleha, and he pounced upon it, he fell upon it, uvo acher v'hichzik bo, and someone else came and grabbed it and took possession of it. Ze shehichzik bo zocha bo, the one that grabbed it, that took possession of it, he acquires it, to the exclusion of the one that fell upon it. In other words, the act of falling upon the found item is not equated with acquisition. You'll notice that we have Roman numerals 1, that is, you could see circled, and then a number 2 that you'll find on Amud Beis. We have two lishonos, two presentations of what Reish Lakish says in the name of Abba Kohen Bardala. Omar Reish Lakish Mishum Abba Kohen Bardala. Arba Amis Shel Adam Kohenis Loi Bechol Mokim. The 4 Amos that surround an individual. If, let us say, within 4 Amos there is an unclaimed item, a found item, an unowned item, you acquire it, and someone else cannot come and grab it, so that your 4 Amos acquire those unowned hefker items. My taimo, what is the reason for this? Answer, Takinu Rabbonan. The Rabbonan made this enactment. Delo Lacey Lensuye, so as to avoid controversy, and so you might be fighting over ownership of it. So that when you are the first one to enter within the 4 Amos of the item, namely the item is now within your 4 Amos, you acquire it. That is a rabbinic decision. Omar Abaye. Moisiv Revchia bar Yosef Peah. Omar Rava Moisiv Rav Yankiv Bar Idi Nezikin. Abaye tells us that Rav Chia raises an objection to Reish Lakish's teaching from a source dealing with Peah. Peah is a tithe left in people's fields for the poor. Rava tells us that Rav Yankiv Bar Idi raises an objection from a source in Nezikin. Nezikin is in effect a reference to our Mishnah, which is in Seder Nezikin. You notice how we've marked this as Aleph and Beis, Abaye presenting a question raised by Rav Chia and Rava presenting a question raised by Rav Yankiv Bar Idi. Structurally, let us take note of where these questions appear. So the Gemara now goes over and tells us that Abaye says that Rav Chia raised a question from Peah. At the end of the line, you notice a diamond. So this is the case of Peah. And on Amud Beis, try to find where you see the next diamond, and you will notice it about 6 lines from the top. And that's where Rav Yankiv Bar Idi raises his objection to Reish Lakish's teaching from our Mishnah, from Nezikin. So now the Gemara. Omar Abaye. Moisiv Rav Chia Bar Yosef Peah. Rav Chiya bar Yosef raises a challenge to Reish Lakish from the Mishnah dealing with Peah. What does it say? By the way, also note that we have a long question here. Notal mixas Peah, person took some of the Peah produce, Vizorak al Hashar, and he threw it upon the rest, other Peah that was there in the corner of the field. Ein lo bo klum. He has nothing. That does not acquire for him anything. Nofal loy oleha, if he fell upon it, poras talis oleha, or he spread his talis over it, mavirin oisoi heimena, we remove him from upon it. V'chein ba'oimer shikha, and likewise with another form of tithe left for the poor, the Omer, the sheaves that were forgotten. Forgotten sheaves are left for the poor. Poor will come and collect the forgotten sheaves from fields. So that if someone comes and tries to acquire either the Peah or the Shikha through the means just featured in this source, it will be ineffective. If Reish Lakish is correct, that the four amos surrounding an individual acquire on his behalf, wherever he may be, niknu le arba amos didei, why do we not say that his four amos acquire on his behalf? Why in this source do we say he has acquired nothing? Is it not so that the produce featured in the source is within his four amos? The triangle introduces questions, answers to this question. And we'll see the use of triangles following this diamond concerning Peah, and we'll be using the same marking system when we raise the question from Nezikin, also answers on behalf of Reish Lakish. So the Gemara answers, Hacha b'may askinan d'lo omar akni. The case in the Tanaic source where there's no acquisition is where he didn't say, Akni, let it acquire on my behalf. The Gemara asks, the Itikun Rabbonin, if the Rabbonin made an enactment that four amos acquire, ki lo omar, even if he didn't say Akni, I am hereby acquiring my have a so what? Why, in the source dealing with the payoff, does he not acquire? After all, the rabbis made an enactment that your four amos acquire on your behalf. The Gemara explains, Kivon de Nofal, since in the source dealing with Peah, we found the individual falling upon it. Goli Daite, he is revealing his mindset to us. De Benefila Nicho Le De Nikni, Barba Amos Lo Nicho Le De Nikni, that he wants falling to be the form of acquisition and not his four amos. And with that, then, he is demonstrating that he has no intention for his four amos to acquire. He's thinking that falling is a means of acquisition, and the Tanaic source reveals to us that that is not a form of acquisition. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. Rav Popa Omar, a second defense of Reish Lakish. Rav Popa says, Ki takinu le rabbonon arba amos. Under what circumstances is the Rabbanan entitle a person's four amos to acquire on his behalf? Besode de Almo, a general field, in other words, an unowned field. Rashi says at the top, Hochi Garcin, Ki Tikun le Rabbanan be'almo kagon besimta, an alleyway, Shehu Rishus lekol adam. It's an area that is available to all, Obet Rishus Arabim, or a public thoroughfare, or Obet Sidei Rishus Arabim, or the sides of a public thoroughfare. The Hefker L'Rabim, Limshech L'Seicha Tzrichim Lotzeis Min Hadchak. The Sidei Rishus Arabim is earmarked, is designed for the public to draw into that area when they're trying to escape the pressure of the main thoroughfare itself. So given locations like Asimta or Rishus HaRabim or Tzidei Rishus HaRabim that Rashi enumerated, there we have the four Amo enactment. We continue in the Gemara. Besode de Bala Bayis lo tokinu le Rabbonon. Within a private owned field, the concept of four Amos acquiring on behalf of others doesn't apply. Even though the Torah entitles the poor to enter private fields for the collection of the tithes, ki zocha le'rachmona, the entitlement that the Torah provides, l'luchi bo v'linkuti peah, to walk in the field and collect the peah. Lemeve chatsero, however, for the private field to be considered the courtyard of the oni, the poor man walking in that field, lo zocha le'rachmona. The Torah doesn't consider the privately owned field to be the chotzer, the courtyard, so to speak, of the poor man that is in there. When we speak about the courtyard, you can see from the Gemara that that's how the Gemara relates to the four Amos that the rabbis enacted that surround an individual. Those four Amos act like a courtyard owned by a person that is able to acquire on behalf of its owner. But as we just said, that concept has no relevance to a case of a privately owned field, even though the oni has a right to enter the field, but that's only to collect the payah. Omar Rava, Moisiv Rav Yankiv Bar Idi Nezikin. Rava tells us that Rav Yankiv Bar Idi raised an objection to Reish Lakish from a Mishnah in Seder Nezikin, specifically our Mishnah. Raw es hametzia of an lo alel. A person noticed an unowned item and pounced upon it, fell upon it. Uvoachir v'hichzigba, and someone else came and took possession of it. Zesh hichzigba zochaba. The one who took possession of it becomes the owner of it. The e amris arba amos shalodim kenis lebechol makaim. If it is so that the four amos surrounding a person acquire on his behalf wherever he may be, niknu le arba amos didei, let his four amos acquire on his behalf. Once a person falls upon the item, it's reasonable to assume that it was first within his four amos. Why then does he who fell upon it not become the owner of it? The Gemara answers, similar to what we saw before, Hacha v'mayaskina de lo omar akni. He didn't declare, I am hereby acquiring. Question, v'itikun rabbonon, if the rabbonon made a takona, an enactment that four amos acquire for you, ki lo omar mayhave, even if he didn't announce akni, so what? The Gemara answers, kevan de nofel alei, since he fell upon the item. In our Mishnah we saw, since he pounced upon it, Goli Daita, he's revealing to us his mindset that the benefilo nichole de nikni, but arbaamos lo nichole de nikni. That falling upon it is the way he wants to acquire it, and he doesn't want his four amos to work on his behalf. So in that case, since he's demonstrating to us his displeasure, his rejection of his four amos as a means of acquisition, then they don't work. But in general, Reish Lakish's din remains that four amos acquire on your behalf. Rav Sheshes Omar, Ki Tokinu Rabbonon, when did the rabbis make the enactment of four amos? Besimta, the Lodachki Rabim. In a simta, an alleyway, where you don't have the pressure of the public. So there, four amos acquire for you. Birshus harabim de kodachki rabim lo tokinu rabbona. Now you'll notice that this approach is different than the approach that Rav Papa took in accordance with Rashi's explanation that we gave above. Rav Sheshes makes a distinction between simto and rishus harabim. So that in the public domain itself, where you have doichak rabim, the pressure of the public, there, the rabbis did not establish four amos. You can imagine in a crowded area, it's very difficult to delineate whose four amos, any given four amos are. Rashi, on the third line from the top, says, Lo tokun le rabbonon, sharei ein la'odam sham dalet amos miyuchados. In a public thoroughfare where there is a crowd, we cannot describe a person as having his own four amos. Sha'arbe chaverim yesh lo b'socha omdim etzlo. Within his four amos, there are many other people therein. And therefore, the rabbis didn't say that you have your own four amos in under such circumstances where there is a crowd. The Gemara asks on Rav Sheshes, how can you qualify it? V'ol b'chol mokin komar. In the original teaching of Reish Lakish, he said that the rabbis established four amos b'chol mokom. We have a little arrow to the side indicating to look back on Omer Aleph. You can see where he said that. The Gemara, in asking this question, is saying that b'chol mokom would imply in all areas, including a public thoroughfare. The Gemara responds, kol mokom l'siyei tzidei rishus harabim. The inclusive expression used by Reish Lakish, that the rabbis entitle individuals to four amos wherever they are, is coming to include not only a symptom alleyway, but even the sides of the public thoroughfare, which we refer to as the tzidei. Tzidei is the sides alongside the public thoroughfare. V'omar Reish Lakish mishum abo kain bardala. Here we have another teaching of Reish Lakish in the name of Abba Kayin. Kitana, a minor, female minor. On the side of our Gemara, we should note we have a topic heading. Kitana, yesh lo chotzer. A kitana has the concept of chotzer. Yad o shaliach. The chotzer that she has, is it a function of her hand? Is it like an extension of her hand, or is it a function of agency? Yesh lo dalet amos, and a ketana has four amos. Let us now see the Gemara. Ketana ein lo chotzer vi ein lo arba amos. That's Reish Lakish's opinion, that a ketana does not have a chotzer ability of acquisition, nor does she have four amos as a means of acquisition. Rashi, on the first narrow line, says, Ketana ein lo chotzer, im zorak lo baylo get l'soy chotzero. If her husband, the husband of the minor, throws a divorce document into her courtyard, lo konso lo chotzero l'sgarej bo. Her courtyard does not acquire on her behalf the get thrown therein in order to be divorced. V'chein im hoiso medes b'shus rabim, V'zorkei lo get ba'arba amosel, or if she was standing in a public thoroughfare and he threw a get within her four amos, v'yafagav de gedoyle migrusha, even though an adult woman above 12 years old would be divorced this way, k'disnan azor get the yishtei b'sech b'esa v'chulei toisei medes b'sharam v'zorkei lo korev lo migureshes, if a husband threw a get to his wife into her house, into her domain, or into her four amos, where the get ends up closer to her, in a public domain, she is divorced. We, as Reish Lakish, right now we're focusing on a ktana. A ktana, though, doesn't have these means of acquisition. Rabbi Yochanan, we continue in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rav Yanai, says, regarding the two points that Reish Lakish made, here the two points are taught in an opposite fashion. Yesh lo chotzer ve yesh lo arba amos. She does have chotzer as a means of acquisition, and she does have four amos as a means of acquisition. B'mai komifligi. What is the basis of this machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? More sovar, Rabbi Yochanan holds, chotzer mishum yodo is raboi. The concept of chotzer acquiring on behalf of an individual is derived from the fact that a person acquires through his hand, through holding, through possessing something in his hand. Ki heichi de'is lo yad, just like a ketana has that power. Chotzer nami is law. She also acquires through chotzer. When we speak about a ketana having the power of yad, we know that a little girl, at the point she's able to keep under guard a get that she receives, she is thereby divorced. So since we know that a girl can be divorced by handing her a get, the concept of chotzer is derived from yad. Therefore, she also has yad, just like she also has a chotzer means of acquisition, a courtyard means of acquisition, just like she has the yad means of acquisition. More so, our chotzer mishum shlichus is rabbi. Reish Lakish holds that chotzer operates through the power of agency. V'chihechi de shlichus les law, and just like a minor does not have the power of appointing an agent, the pasuk that deals with agency uses the term ish, meaning an adult, to the exclusion of a minor. Chotzer nami les law. Since chotzer, courtyard acquisition, is derived from the concept of agency, and she does not have power of agency, she also does not have power of acquisition through chotzer. At this point, we have a new marking, triangles, that are explained on the side under our Mivne heading. These are kushios, these are questions, al hadea de seiveris, de chotzer mishlum shlichus is raboi. The presentation of chotzer being operative as a result of agency, or through the concept of agency, will be brought under question. So notice we have a triangle here, and three lines from the bottom, another triangle. The Gemara. Mi iko man to omar chotzer mishum shlichus is raboi. Is there anyone that would actually say that chotzer as a means of acquisition is derived through the concept of agency? Veha tanya. We have a Tanaic source that deals with theft. The pasuk cited in this source in the Sefer Shmos speaks about says im hi motzei ti motzei biyodo hagineva. You can see the pasuk quoted in part in the Rashi. Im hi motzei ti motzei biyodo. The pasuk dealing with theft says if there is found within the thief's hand a stolen item, biyodo ein li elo yodo. Well, reading the pasuk, you would come to think that theft is only that which he is actually holding onto. Gagoy chatzero v'karpifoy minayin. A person's rooftop, courtyard, or enclosed area, a karpif. If someone's animal, let us say, entered your courtyard, and you locked the door on the animal, preventing it from escaping your courtyard, with the intent of keeping someone else's animal, that's called theft. From where do we know that? Talmud Lomar, he motzei ti motzei. Mi komakom. In the pasuk that we cited, the double expression he motzei ti motzei, if there is found in your hand, but the double expression includes not just your hand, literally your hand, but even something that's within your property will acquire the theft, as we described. So now we've established that chotzer acquires in the context of theft. V'yi salka daita chotzer mishum shlichus is raboi. If you're going to insist on chotzer having power of acquisition through agency, as a form of agency, im kein motzinu shliach ledvar avera. We've then found a case that really can't exist. A case of agency, in this case the courtyard being the owner's agent for sin. In other words, through the courtyard, through the item, the animal in this case, being in the fellow's courtyard, the courtyard is acquiring it on the owner's behalf through theft, so that the courtyard is functioning as an agent for sin. Agency reflects upon the sender, the owner of that entity. And in this case, the chotzer, if you're going to say like Reish Lakish did, that chotzer functions through the power of agency, so then we have a form of agency for the fulfillment of sin. V'kaimalon, and we hold, ein shliach l'dvar avera. If I, let us say, appoint an agent, go and steal for me, and the agent goes and does the act of theft, his act does not reflect back upon the sender because of this rule. Ein shliach, there is no agency when it comes to sin. And that's based on the well-known concept of Divrei Harav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomen. If the Almighty commanded not to steal and some mortal says go and steal, who are you expected to listen to? You're expected to listen to the Almighty. And if you don't, that's your own problem. It doesn't reflect back on the one that sent you to do the act of theft, to do the sin. So, we do, however, have a Tanaic source saying that Chotzer acquires in the context of theft. Well, one thing is seemingly clear, that it's not through agency. Omar Ravina. Now, we have a new marking on the side of our Gemara. Our Tat Nosei means our subtopic that we're dealing with right now is the issue of Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Is there a concept? Could there be agency for sin? And the bow tie shape that you see represents Tshuvos responses. Lakushya Dim Chotzer Mitam Shlichus. If, as Reish Lakish says, Chotzer works through the concept of agency, the Adua de Chotzer Kaina Begneva, and we know that Chotzer acquires in the realm of theft, Motzinu Shliach Levar Vera, we have then revealed a case of Shliach Levar Vera when we say to the contrary, Ain Shliach Levar Vera. How can that be? How can Reish Lakish's point that Shliach works Mitam, that Chotzer works mitam shlichus, be operative in light of the halacha ein shliach l'dvar avera? The Gemara, Omar Ravina, hecha amrinon de ein shliach l'dvar avera. When is it that we say that there is no agency for sin? Hecha de shliach bar chiyuva hu. That's when the agent is someone who himself is subject to the commands of Torah, when he's obligated to observe the Torah. Chotzer is an inanimate object, an inanimate entity. It's not bound by Torah law. You can't expect a courtyard to observe Torah. So the chotzer, in its form of agency, does reflect upon the one that, figuratively speaking, sent it, upon the owner of the chotzer. Question, Ela Me'ata, if this be the case, that the concept of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera is limited to a Bar Chiyuva, someone who is commanded in observance, Ha'omer Li'isha V'Eved, a person would, let us say, turn to a woman or a slave. Tzu Ganvuli, go and steal for me. Delav b'nei chiyuva ninu. A woman or a slave, if they commit the act of theft, there is no expectation of their repaying, their compensating the victim. So we'll say at first glance, they appear to be not obligated to the rules of to the sin or to the rules of thievery. They're not b'nei chiyuva. They're not expected to pay for their theft. So hochi nami, are you going to then say that if a man addresses a woman or a slave and says to them, "Go steal from me," the mechayev shochan, that the man who sent them will be chayev because the woman or the slave committed the theft? The Gemara says absolutely not. Amris, we answer, Isha v'eved b'nei chiyuva ninu. A woman or a slave, in fact, are obligated to avoid theft. They're commanded by the Torah, just like men are. Ah, we suggested before that they don't have to pay back for their theft. It's a situation that right now they don't have the means of paying back for the theft. However, if the situation arises that they would have the means of paying for the theft, they have to pay. Tisnan, as is taught in the following source, Nisgarshu Isha, if a married woman is divorced, a woman that had committed a theft, and while she's married, so she doesn't have any money of her own. What she has really belongs to her husband. But if she is divorced, or Nishtachir or Evid, or the slave is set free, and in becoming free becomes a full-fledged Jew, Chayov and Lishalim, they have to pay for their act of theft. So, the teaching of Reish Lakish, that Chotzer works mitam shlichus, does not run counter to the concept of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, because, like Ravina taught, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera applies only when the Shaliach is a bar chiyuva, a human being, a person that's commanded. A chotzer is not commanded. Therefore, the chotzer does act as a Shaliach, and the theft will reflect back on the owner. Rav Sama Omar. Rav Sama gives his take on the topic. Heicho amrinon ein shliach l'dvar avera. Under what circumstances do we say that there is no agency with regard to sin, that the act of the agent does not reflect in agency back on the sender? Heicho the iboy ovid, the iboy lo ovid, where the agent had the option of doing it or not. And if he exercises his option to do the sin, so we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, as we explained earlier, he was expected to heed the Almighty's word and not the person that sent him. Aval Chotzer, a courtyard, the Baal Korche Moisiv Ba, the Chotzer against its will. It's an inanimate. The item of theft is in there against its will, so to speak. It doesn't have options of deciding whether to possess the stolen animal or not. Mechayev Shocho, the Chotzer, will act as an agent and bind and cause the owner to be guilty of theft. My Binayu. What is the difference between Ravino's analysis and Rav Sama's analysis of the Chotzer? According to Ravina, there is Shliach L'Dvar Avera because the Chotzer is not a Bar Chiyuva. According to Rav Sama, the Chotzer is a Shliach L'Dvar Avera because it didn't have any choice. Ika Binayo, a point of difference between Ravino and Rav Sama would be in the following case. Kohen d'omar leili, Yisrael tsei v'kadesh li isha grusha. A Kohen that we know is forbidden to marry a divorcee. A Kohen sends as a shaliach a Yisrael. A Yisrael is a non-Kohen. He is allowed. This kind of person, a Yisrael, is allowed to marry a divorcee. So the Kohen asks, or appoints a Yisrael to marry the Kohen's behalf, a woman who is divorced. In other words, he asks the Yisrael, give some money to a particular divorced woman for her to accept marriage on my behalf, that she will be married to me. Inami, another point of difference will be the following case. Ish to Omar Lo Lisha, a man said to a woman, Akfi li koton. Akfi refers to the prohibition of shaving around the head of an individual. We call it bal takif, not to remove the hair from the corners of one's head. This prohibition of bal takif is associated with another prohibition in the Torah of using a razor to shave one's beard, the corners of one's beard. A woman obviously does not have a beard, so is the woman part of that command of not shaving one's beard? Now the Gemara applies the opinions of Rav Sama and Ravina to the two cases we just suggested as being a point of difference between them. Lahach Lishna di Omar, according to Rav Sama, who said, Kol hechod iboy ovid, iboy lo ovid, where the agent is capable of making a choice, if he wants to do it or doesn't want to do it, lo mechayev shochol, where the agent is someone, where is an entity that can make a decision, in a case like that, the act of the agent does not reflect back on the sender. Hochi Nami, in the two cases we cited, the Israel working as a shliach for a kohen to marry a grusha, or a woman acting as a shliach on behalf of an adult to with regard to shaving around the head of a minor, e boy ovid, e boy lo ovid, the Israel or the woman are people, they have the capacity of making a choice. And now if they do those things, lo mechayev sholchan, the man that asked the woman to shave around the head of the minor, or the Yisrael that asked, the Kohen that asked the Yisrael to marry for him a grusha, the senders in those cases, the adult male or the Kohen, will not be guilty. Because in those cases, the woman or the Yisrael were people capable of making a choice. And according to Rav Samo's analysis, in a case like that, then ein shliach ledvar avera, and the act done by the agent does not reflect back on the one that sent them. However, lahach lishna diamris, according to Ravina, that said kol hecho de shliach lav bar chiyuva mechayev sholcho, where the agent is himself or herself not bound by the prohibition in question, then the act done in agency does reflect back on the sender. Hani Nami, the case of the Israel and the issue of divorcee, the case of the woman and the issue of shaving around the head, Kevon Delav B'nei Chiyuva Ninu, they are not bound by those sins, by marrying a divorcee or by shaving around the head of a person, since they are not bound by those prohibitions, Mechayev Sholchan, their act will reflect back on the one that sent them to do it. The Gemara asks, Umi iko lemando mechotzer lav mishum yodo israboi? Could there be someone that would say chotzer is not a function of Yad? In other words, could Reish Lakish's position be accepted? Reish Lakish, after all, said that Chotzer, he said Chotzer is not because of Yad. Chotzer is a function of Shlichus. How can there be anyone that would say that Chotzer is functions other than Yad? The Hotanya, we have the following source. The following source deals with divorce, with a get. The pasuk with regard to get says, "V'nosan biyada," and the husband shall place in her hand the divorce document. The Gemara says, "V'hotanya yada ein li ela yada." I would know from the simple reading of the pasuk that a woman is divorced only by the get being put in her hand. Gago chatzir v'karpifo minayin. What about a husband that puts a divorce document on her roof, if she owns a rooftop or her courtyard or her carpet for enclosed area that she owns? Minayin, from where do we know that she will be divorced under those circumstances as well, even if it's not literally in her hand, but it's put into her property? Talmud lomar v'nosan mikol makom. The pasuk uses the word v'nosan, enabling us to include giving to her under all circumstances, not only her hand literally, but even putting it in her property. So what do we see from here? We see contrary of that which Reish Lakish taught, that chotzer is a function of agency. Here you see the chotzer is an extension of yad. The Gemara answers, le'inyan get. As far as chotzer in the context of divorce, everyone agrees, even Reish Lakish agrees, that chotzer derives its power of acquisition from her hand, from the fact that her hand is able to acquire. Ki pligi le'inyan metzia, the machlokes between Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding chotzer and its power of acquisition arises in the case of a found item. Mor sovar yalfinon, we continue at the top of daf yud aleph, yalfinon mitzia miget. He says that we learn mitzia from get. Just like by get she has a chotzer, so too by mitzia she has a chotzer. This first opinion, being that of Reb Yochanan, holds that just like by get the minor has a chotzer, and we pointed out that the chotzer functions in the case of get through the power of yad, so too in the case of mitzia, she also has chotzer. Umor sovar, Reish Lakish will tell you, lo yalfinon mitzia miget. We don't learn the rules of acquiring a mitzia, a found item, from the rules of get. And that is based on the idea, as Rashi points out, that the realm of financial matters, mi'isura, from ritual law, mamon is not derived from iser. So that, as far as Reish Lakish is concerned, though the minor has a chotzer with regard to get, the minor does not have chotzer with regard to mitzia. We take a look at Rashi, the second line from the top. Umor sovar lo yalfino mamona meisura. We don't learn the realm of mamon, in this case mitzia, found items, ownership of found items, which is a financial matter, from the realm of Isur, from the realm of divorce. Vigabi Mamona, when it comes to money matters, Chotzer, the power of acquisition through Chotzer, through a courtyard, Me'im Himotse Israboi, it's learned from that other posuk, the posuk we cited earlier, from the double expression, Im Himotse Timotse Israboi, it's learned from there, Vi'ikola Meimar, De Shlichus Hu. And since the source of chotzer in mamon is a different scriptural source, we have the right to say that it functions through the power of agency. Because of the idea that in general, we had to write in the case of theft that a chotzer nevertheless will acquire. But as we pointed out, when it comes to a minor, they don't have the power of appointing an agent. And as a result, chotzer, which derives its power through agency, so a ketana will not have chotzer. We continue in the Gemara. V'iboyasemo, the second line from the top in the Gemara. V'iboyasemo, biktano, when you're dealing with a minor, woman, a female minor, Kule alma lo pligi, the alfino mitzia get. Everyone will agree that we do derive the laws of mitzia from the laws of get. And that would mean that according to Reish Lakish as well, the ketana, in the case of mitzia, has a chotzer. V'hacha b'kota komifli, here, when we feature the machlokis between Rabbi Yochan and Reish Lakish, we're focusing on a male minor. Morsovar yalfinon kota miktana. Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the minor has chatzer, a male minor has chatzer, being that we derive the laws of katan from the laws of ktana, and we just said that everyone agrees that a ktana has a chatzer even with regard to metzia. Or more so, Reish Lakish will tell you lo yalfinon katan miktana, that we do not derive the laws that would apply to a male minor from that which applies to a female minor. Therefore, by a male minor, he will not have a chotzer. A third approach is that in fact there's no machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish to begin with. Mor Omar Chado, Umor Omar Chado Volopliki. Each one, Reish Lakish says one point, namely that there is no chotzer with regard to Metzia, and Rabbi Yochanan said his point with regard to a get, that Chotzer does acquire. Alternatively, you can see in Rashi that one, Rabbi Yochanan was addressing a Ktana, and Reish Lakish was addressing a Katan, and as such, each one is talking about different things, and they're not in argument with one another. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.